We got a request for a second date update today from a guy named Kenny.
Okay.
But this is a little bit different than the ones we've done in the past before because he wants to call a woman and apparently they already live together.
What?
Then just go to the other room.
Yeah. Yeah, just talk to each other while you're watching TV.
Yeah. Kenny, are we calling your mom?
No, man. I'm not calling to get a date with my mom.
Okay. I mean, no judgment. Brooke's from Idaho. She's seen much weirder relationships go down. So.
Actually, I'd like to argue, but I can't, Kenny.
So who are we calling?
Well, it's a girl named Twixie.
Twixie?
Like the candy bar Twix with a Y?
Yeah, I-E.
Oh.
Oh, wait, hold up, though. How do you live with this woman and you haven't taken her out on a date? Like, why do you need our help?
Oh, no, I don't live with her. Literally, we live in the same apartment building.
Oh.
Okay. That makes a little more
sense. I thought you were sharing the same bathroom, and she wasn't calling you back, and it was like awkward silence.
Okay, you do have the same address, just a different unit number. I get it.
That's exactly it.
Got it.
Okay, so tell us about Twixie. How did you guys meet? I mean, I guess you probably met her there.
Yeah, so, you know, I've seen her walking around and walking her dog, and she's got a really cute look, you know? I mean, she's real sexy.
Her dog?
Nice.
No.
No.
Oh, Twixie was. Oh, okay.
You know, it's a real gamble, though, if you're going to ask somebody out that lives in your same apartment building, because if it doesn't work out, you both still live there. Like, that's awkward.
Yeah.
I guess, but I wanted to give it a shot.
You got to shoot your shot.
And how often had you talked to her prior to asking her out?
Pretty much every time I saw her, but it was just hellos.
Okay, so really no real conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like every time I saw her, I couldn't keep my eyes off her, though. She's kind of an alternative girl with pink hair, just like a Twixie should be.
Oh. Yeah, it fits her name.
Cool.
Yeah.
Totally. So how did you end up asking out Twixie?
Well, it was one of those situations where I was heading down in the elevator to go out, and she got in with her dog, and we went down, and I was just like, hey, you know, do you want to go get a cup of coffee?
Oh, my God. You sound so casual. Were you nervous? What were you feeling?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it wasn't that bad because I seen her a lot. So it's kind of like I already felt like she knew me. So that pressure was off.
Okay.
Oh,
I could see that.
Got it.
There's some familiarity there. Like, so what'd she say?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, cool. I'm going that way. You know, she was kind of nonchalant about it.
Ooh.
I didn't get that, like, you know, yeah, like, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting, but.
What were you really expecting, though? Like, woohoo, yeah!
Yes, me, did you hear that, doggy?
I love coffee!
Well, I mean, you know what I mean, right? Like,
I know what you mean, Ken.
She didn't seem excited.
She said, like, I'll do that because I'm headed that way anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, I'll go out of my way to go get coffee with you.
Right.
She's like,
ooh, that sounds fun.
I have nothing better to do.
Okay.
But I'll take what I can get at that point, you know, so that's...
All right.
Totally. So
how'd coffee go?
It went great. You know, she's really interesting. She's, like, very unique girl, you know, she...
Good.
Besides having a pretty face and real sexy when she's walking her dog, you know, she's got a calligraphy business.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's rare.
Oh, it takes a lot of patience and practice to do something like that.
That's like writing, right?
Yeah, where you, like, write fancy things.
Yeah.
Fancy writing. And then she picks her own berries to make her own jam. I mean, I've never met someone like that.
Dude, this sounds like a hipster to the T.
Yeah.
Or a grandma.
Yeah.
Like, walks her dog, like, does calligraphy.
Oh, okay.
So did you ask her to, like, come sample some jam sometime or at her place?
Can I taste your jam?
Yeah, well, you know. There's an opening there.
Okay.
No, I mean, I kept it cool. You know, I was a gentleman, and I didn't want to come off too strong, and was hoping to, you know, move in on maybe the next date or like a dinner or something.
Move in together on the second date?
Come
on. Man, you're going quick.
I mean, like, did she give you any indication what her vibe was towards you?
Well, unless she was just being super polite, she seemed very interesting or interested in what I was saying, and I know I was extremely interested in what she was saying.
Do you think there's any way it could have been misinterpreted, like she didn't realize it was a date, maybe, since it was so casual?
Maybe, but something else happened after the date, and that could possibly be the reason why I haven't heard back.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What happened?
It was like the day after we went out for coffee, and, you know, I just happened to go outside because I saw her, you know, outside.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say I was coming out to stretch my legs, but I think it came out like, hey, I came out to spread your legs.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And
wow.
What was her reaction to hearing that?
And did you kind of mean it?
I mean, she, yeah, I kind of meant it, but I mean, she.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
right?
She had the same reaction on the elevator. And she was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Whatever. Did she slap you?
Yeah,
she had a shocked look on her face.
Yeah.
But then I caught myself and told her what I really meant to say.
Oh, my God.
It's one thing to mess up your words, but when the messed up words make sense.
Oh, God, it's so bad. And you can just, like, see the words coming out of your mouth, but you can't control them anymore. And you're like, what just came? What did I say? Right? What did I do?
So now what? Have you been able to talk to her since then?
It's been like 4 or 5 days. I texted her, no response.
Oh, man.
It's got to be that, dude.
Yeah, you're going to have to move, man.
You didn't text her like a leg emoji or anything, did
no,
you?
Yeah, don't keep running with it.
I thought I was hoping for a little help here, you know?
All right, yeah. Well, no promises here because of the whole spread the legs comment.
Oh,
I can't make any guarantees. We're going to play a song, and we'll come back, and we'll call Twixie for you and get you your second date update, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, hold on.